This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, there's a lot of things being juggled right now when it comes to the ag industry and the future of farming. It could be a farm bill, it could be crop protection, or so much more. We talk with the folks in the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture next.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
R.J. Carney is a Senior Director of Public Policy with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. We talked about several topics very recently, and we commented on the headwinds that the Farm Bill is facing.
Getting a Farm Bill ultimately to the President's desk here in 2024 is going to be difficult, but it's not out of the realm of a possibility. So at this current moment, we're going to take this first step. We're going to work with that, see where the House lands, and then we will have to work and continue conversations over on the Senate side. Chairwoman Stabenow, Ranking Member Bozeman and their teams, they were doing a phenomenal job, I know, having lots of conversations. Ultimately, we know the four corners of the House and Senate Ag Committee want to get a farm bill done. They see, understand the issues behind it, the reasons, the priorities, the certainty that provides to farmers and ranchers. So outside forces may be pushing forward here, but we will see a farm bill get done, whether it be in 2024 or if it has to be 2025.
Guest worker programs and H-2A reform are another hot topic in ag.
Farmers and ranchers need a reliable workforce and a stable workforce. Farmers, ranchers, they need to be able to treat their farm workers with respect. And that's something I think that's leading the conversation. Being a nonpartisan organization, our members are looking to lower the temperature around this specific topic. In my opinion, we're seeing a bit of a political fireball. And I think having our members provide their input on what H-2A reform could look like can help reduce the temperature up here at Congress to ultimately get a bill passed. We have seen Senator Bennett, I know, is looking and has recently introduced a labor reform bill. We're looking closely at that bill in terms of what is entailed, the details within it. This maybe it might be something that NASDA can support. I do think, unfortunately, back in 2022, we missed a golden opportunity. May not have been the perfect bill, but we would have seen a substantial step towards H-2A reform through the Farm Worker Modernization Act. Mm-hmm. That was a lost opportunity. So we're going to continue to talk with Congress and ensure whatever bill ultimately comes to the across the desk of Congress will include year-round workforce for those industries, specifically the dairy industry, that don't have seasonal commodities. They have livestock and dairy cows that need care and attention 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Of course, pollinators and crop protection are something that we've talked about a lot as well.
One of our main points of conversation here with EPA has been finding, especially on the EPA herbicide strategy on endangered species, a workable solution, one that can comply not only with the law, but that can be enforced, and then and it is also reliable for farmers and ranchers to utilize. Pesticides, this is one of our main topics, and the conversations between our state departments of agriculture, many of whom do regulate pesticides.
We have much more of this conversation at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.